We began Hilchas Megillah with Simen Tov Reish Pei Ches. We are up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing from Gimel through Hay. Siv Gimel. Kfarim va'ayoris gedolis ukrochim sheinim ukaf mechomim mos Yeshua ben Nun karim biyudalid. A city that's not walled, whether it's a village or a city, it lanes on Yudalid. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes into the halacha that someone who's supposed to be laning on Tesvav cannot be Motziya ben Yudalid, and the same go on the opposite. Someone who's a ben Yudalid cannot be Motziya ben Tesvav on Tesvav. Now, the Prima Godim says that a ben Tesvav can be Motziya ben Yudalid b'di'evid. We'll see later, according to the Gra, it's actually a suffix if you're allowed to do it. It's based on the fact that the Yerushalmi has a suffix, and many Achronim want to learn that the Bavli doesn't hold of the suffix. The Gra learns that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi hold the same. Siv Dalid. Krach shu suffix amhukav bimei Yeshua imlav, korim biyudalid of etezvav ubalei lehon. A city that is a suffix, if it had a wall around it in the days of Yeshua, you'll lane both on Yudal as well as Tezvo, and at night too, which means four times. V'lo yivarakim b'yudalid shuzman kriya l'rova olam. You only make a brach on Yudalid because that's when Rova Olam lanes. Now, what's the significance of Rova Olam laning then? So the Gra learns, the pshat is, that since Rova Olam lanes that, it becomes the b'di'evid zman for everybody. That even a ben Tezvo that laned on Yudalid is Yotze. So you may as well make a brach on Yudalid because you are Yotze b'di'evid, and then lay on Tezvav misafik of the lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that the same goes for all the mitzvahs. That means that you do a suit on both days, you send mishloach manas on both days. And he makes no mention of alanisim, but it does come up later in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifhei. Now, Sifhei, the Mishnah Berurah gives us something of a synopsis of, because it is difficult, it's complicated. He also says that he only went into the Shita of Rashi, and really there are other Shitas. Lamaisa, this is the way we learn it up. Ben Ir Shalach LeKrach, or Ben Krach Shalach LeIr. Somebody who is a Ben Ir that went to a Krach, an Ir is an unwalled city. A krach is krach ma'mukaf m'choma, it would be a walled city. Or a walled person that went to an ir, a city that's not walled. So what's the halacha? Im hayadato lachzor limkomo bizman kriya, v'nis'aka v'lo chazar kora kivimkomo. If his das was to return to his place at the time of the kriya, and he got held up, and he did not go back, he lanes like his place. Whereas, if he does not expect to leave until after the Zman Kriya, he lanes in the place that he is. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Mishnah Berurah says that, first of all, what we're talking about is a halacha of pros ben yomo ikri pros. That means that whether you're a ben pros or a ben krach, whether you're somebody who lives in a walled city or an unwalled city, is not determined by where you always live. It's determined by Purim. The next thing is that the ikr's man kri is bayom, which means at alos hashachar, since you're yotze den b'di'evid. So the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that if you're talking about a ben ir, someone that lives in an unwalled city, and he went to a krach, he went to a place that's walled. So for example, let's take the case of a Jew who lives in Bnei Brak that came to Yerushalayim, and he came to Yerushalayim, say, the night of Yudalid. So if at the time he went there, he expected to come back to Bnei Brak at night before Alos HaShachar, when the Zman Kriya starts. So the halacha is that he lanes at Yudalid because he did not plan to stay for Alos HaShachar of the day that they're going to lane. Now, what does this mean? What this means is that if he plans on being in Yerushalayim at Alos HaShachar of Tesvav, then he becomes chayiv in a kriya on Tesvav. If he plans on not being there in Tesvav, then he doesn't become chayiv in the kriya of Tesvav, even if he ended up accidentally staying over. Now, the same thing goes the opposite. And that is a Yerushalmi that goes to Bnei Brak, and he expected to leave before Alos HaShachar of Yudalid, then he's not chayiv in kriya on Yudalid. Whereas if he expected to leave only after Alos HaShachar of Yudalid, then he's chayiv in kriya on Yudalid. The Mishnah Berurah did not go into it in detail, but Lamaisa, we hold that it's possible to be chayiv in Purim twice. And this is not misafik. You make a bracha and lane all four times and do all the mitzvahs all four times. What's the issue? The issue is, what happens if you have, let's take the case of even a Yerushalmi, who goes to Bnei Brak with the das of staying in Bnei Brak at Alos HaShachar of Yudalid. So the halach is he's chayiv to lane on Yudalit. Then he goes back to Yerushalayim and intends on being in Yerushalayim at Alos HaShachar of Tezvav. He is chayiv in both days. Meaning, where you expect to be on the morning of Yudalit is machayiv, whether or not you'll have to lane on Yudalit. Where you expect to be on the morning of Tezvav determines on whether or not you're going to be chayiv in Tezvav. So if your plan was to be in Bnei Brak on Yudalid and Yerushalayim and Tezvav at Alos HaShachar of each of them, you're chayiv twice. Now, what happens if somebody is in Yerushalayim and Yudalid and in Bnei Brak on Tezvav? What would we say? That he's pater from Megillah altogether? Couldn't be. So in such a case, what we do is you just go by Rova Olam, which is you hold the Purim of Yudalid. Similarly, if someone is up in a place where he's up in the air somewhere or in a boat, the halacha is that you go with Yudalid, because that's what Rov of the Olam does. The Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush that what happens if, say, a Bnei Braka went to Yerushalayim with the intent of staying for Alos HaShachar of Tezvav, but he went there on, say, the afternoon of Yudalid, and then before Shkia, he told himself, forget it. I'm not coming back. So the halach is, even though his original intent was to be there for the Alos HaShachar of Tezvav, since he left before nightfall, this whole halacha doesn't apply to him. The halacha has to be, where did you expect to be? Where at night did you expect to be at Alos HaShachar? So if at night you already changed your mind and came back, it's too late, you're not really one of them. So this is the rule. A Bnei Braker will become Chayiv in Tezvav if he expects to be in Yerushalayim at Alos of Tezvav. A Yerushalmi will be Chayiv in Yudalid if he expects to be in Bnei Brak at Alos HaShachar of the 14th.